This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we're taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between USA and Wales. You are now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Wow, wow, wow. What a game of football we've just witnessed. Wales versus USA. In the car with me again, Pascal Zubabula, Duri Char, Jurgen Klinsmann, Harry Lowe and myself, Chris Loxton. Wow, I don't know where to start. A game of two halves, definitely. But Duri, talk to me through your interpretation of what we've just witnessed.
I think we're watching a total different two halves. First half, the US boys dominated the game. Wales looks a bit scary without a real clear plan how they want to play with the ball. And they defended with a five in the back, three in the midfield, and two in front in the compact block. But after they win in the ball, they lose it again too early, too easy. And that makes the game for the Welsh team very difficult. But in the second half, I think the substitutes bring the new energy. Moore come in, a big guy. He can keep the ball and he gives the team this new energy, and it bring the other players like Ramsey, Bale, more in the game to involved. And yeah, it was totally different the first half and the second, but in the end I think it was a fair 1-1 draw.
Jurgen, you coached in the USA, you know many of these players very, very well. Are they disappointed? Tell us a little bit about the USA tonight.
Well, I think that they probably are a bit disappointed because they played a very good first half. Dominated it. Wales looked shaky the whole first half. They were not confident enough. They didn't create anything. And the US tried to score another goal, but didn't really also create enough chances. But based on the control that they had and how one-sided it was in the first half, as much as we were surprised that it completely changed in the opposite, the second half with Wales coming out of the locker room and had a completely different energy. Obviously, it made a change and brought in Moore up front, who was then a target player for the Welsh team. And their style changed completely, so it was a smart move from their coach. It shifted all towards Wales, and then comes the experience in from Gareth Bale. More and more he had an influence on the game, not only because he scored the penalty, but also the way he kind of then helped his team to keep that energy higher until the very, very end. So we were curious to see if there's a winner at the end. I think it's a deserved tie. Both teams did okay. US better in the first half, Wales better in the second half. Interesting to see now what the stats tell us all about that game.
Yeah, so looking at some of the numbers just to indicate how much difference Wales had in the game in the second half, and the just possession and control to start off with in the first half. USA, as you touched on, Jurgen, dominating possession with 58% of the ball, 29% for Wales, and the in contest in the first half was 12.3%. But that increased in the second half, so Wales' percentage of the ball was 36.9%, USA 37.4%, but the in-contest phase increased to 25.7%. So maybe that introduction of Kiefer Moore impacting the game there.
And why is that then? Jurgen, tell me, bringing a big striker that can hold the ball up. Obviously, Wales went a lot longer into him trying to recover more second balls. So, you know, obviously we see a bit more of loose ball in those circumstances. But talk us through that.
Well, one thing is, you know, you bring somebody in that suddenly has unreal impact. You know, if you play long balls, he can hold the ball, gives new energy to the team. Certainly there must have happened something in the halftime talk from their coach as well. I'm pretty sure that they were disappointed with themselves about their performance in the first half. That was just not good enough. And I think they realized that and said, hey, come on, I mean, please, we are here at the World Cup. We gotta turn this around. But suddenly they had a flow in the game. Their passing was much, much better. Movement off the ball was much better. And having then a reference point up front with Moore as the number nine made it far easier for Gareth Bale to roam around, for Ramsey to roam around, and also for the back line to push it up higher. Also, the fullbacks had then the opportunity to go further up the field. Yeah, and it changed it. It changed the whole dynamic, and the U.S. team didn't know how to handle that in many occasions. And that's why Wales deserved the tie, deserved to equalize it, and both go away with 1 point.
And Dury, we were talking earlier about how when you played with Korea in the World Cup, one thing the Korean team always had was big character, big spirit, and physicality. I can remember a crunching tackle late in this game. Talk us through just the passion and the intensity both teams showed tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if we imagine the Welsh team, then it's a fighting spirit, good teamwork, stay together. But in the first half, we're missing it. But in the second half, you see that they come back with more confidence, with more energy, and they go more with the energy and the challenge to win the ball. Yeah, sometimes is it the most important thing in football? Not the technique thing, because the mental thing, the fighting spirit, is sometimes the most important thing for win the game or change the game rhythm. And I think in the second half, the Welsh team show it very, very good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, Drew, this was shown as well by the ball recovery time that we look at in the game. So this is the average time it's taking the teams to win the ball back after they lose possession of the ball. And in the first half, it took the USA on average 14 seconds, and it was taking Wales 28 seconds. This changed quite drastically for Wales in the second half, where USA had, again, similar 13 seconds on average, but Wales decreases to 15 seconds.
And that just shows the intensity that they picked up, I suppose. So it wasn't just the introduction of Kiefer Moore, but the whole team then rallied behind, and they had to go a lot stronger because they knew they had to come back, right? Because we know they play Iran now, and then they go on to play England, Wales, in the last game of the group, which will be very difficult, seeing how England easily broke down Iran tonight. We can never forget the most important position on the field, our men with the gloves, our goalkeeper. Zubi, talk us through the two guys tonight.
Yeah, it was very interesting as situations happened on the first half when USA scored their goal. It was a very nice goal from Vea, but in this situation it's quite interesting to see the playing together from Hennessy, the goalkeeper, with his defender, Williams. In this situation, maybe Williams and Hennessy could do it better. Hennessy was his starting position. When the pass came through from USA, he was still in the moving backwards and didn't set his feet. And then he made the decision to come against, but he was in a red zone. He was in a zone where normally as a goalkeeper you are not comfortable, you are not close to the ball to make a nice X block or whatever. In this situation, maybe you could also hold your position on the 6 yard and let your defender Williams together with the striker, the goal scorer Vea, give them this battle. Yeah, and this was quite interesting to observe, and sometimes it's maybe better as a goalkeeper. You are not taking the full risk. You are waiting and let your defender make a block, and that was quite interesting to see. From the other side, I have to say Turner on the end. Wow, when he came out, he take a lot of risk, and Gareth Bale had the ball on his left foot, but that was, I think, the most important foul from a USA player in this situation.
And Zubi, you've just spoke there about the connection, but if we look at the number of final third entries in the second half compared to the first for Wales, the keepers had much, much more to do.
Yes, but I think Jürgen and Durica explained it correctly. There was two different halves, and the impact from a sub or a good change from Moore, who came in, who kept the ball, who was supporting the team massively in the box, gave, of course, a big positive spirit for the whole team from Wales. And yes, in this situation, Turner was asked for one time. He had a nice fingertip save, but then also the set place, he was not 100% convinced on the corner kick when the header came on the first post. Yeah, it was interesting to see. It was an interesting game for both goalkeeper, of course. But on the end, I would say it was a good draw.
Yeah, Zubi, I think that change in dominance that you and Jürgen have both touched on is reflected in the final third entries. In the first half, USA had 19 final third entries, where Wales had only 3. In the second half, USA again had 19 final third entries, but Wales increased that to 19 as well. So they increased their final third entries by 16 in the second half.
Jürgen, tell me something. If Kiefer Moore had such a big impact coming on at halftime, why did the coach not start him?
Yeah, I thought, you know, they probably looked at it more from a defensive perspective in the beginning, looking at, you know, the US team coming with pretty much 3 strikers straight up front, so they were a little bit, not scared, but I would say a bit busy of figuring out how to defend against Pulisic and especially Timothy Weah on the right side. Their number 9, Josh Sargent, didn't see much of the balls, but he had a beautiful header chance in the first half when he hit the post there. That was probably his best moment in the game. I think they were kind of a little bit surprised, the Welsh team by themselves, that they did so poorly in the first half. And then with that entrance of Keith Moore, it really helps you as a team to have somebody to play for that holds the ball, you know, that is an outlet, and it helps it tremendously, obviously, Gareth Bale to get better in the game and roam around him. And it's nice to see that the traditional so-called old number 9 is still alive, that position, that you can still hurt other teams by having a good number 9 and play off him, play around him, if it's with one strike or if it's even with the wingers. It worked out great for Wales, and I could estimate that or could guess that in this tournament we see far more often than 2018 in Russia a solution being forced by a traditional number 9.
Brilliant. Well, look, some great games of football today. Some great games of football coming tomorrow with Denmark versus Tunisia, Argentina versus Saudi Arabia, Mexico and Poland, and the 2018 winners starting their campaign with France playing against Australia, which was interestingly the opening game for France in 2018 also. Again, we're through the traffic on the way back to the hotel now, and then ready for another fantastic game of World Cup matches tomorrow. See you all later.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Centre. For more information and insight throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcentre.com.